Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's Idea Lab by The Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox. Every Monday, we put out a short Idea Lab podcast about ideas that are interesting me, cool things I've seen, and a little bit about my journey. Today, we're going to talk about a little bit of a serious topic, and I think it's quite important. We'll get to that shortly. We did our first ever Entrepreneur Experiment community live event last week. We all got together down in the Heritage in Portlaoise and played some golf. It was unbelievable. It was so good to feel normal again. It was so good to meet people from the community, people who are listening, people who have been helping each other out over the last 6 to 12 months, and just to connect in a real life setting. Nothing really quite beats that. Online events are great and everything, but nothing quite beats even meeting people face to face and just spend some time with them and getting to know them. That is the first of many, many live Entrepreneur Experiment events. Hopefully, a lot more to come this year. We're going to do more golf days. We're going to do more activity days. We're going to do swims. We're going to do normal meetups. We're going to do some events in Dublin City. And then I'm going to try to do them all around the four provinces. So north, south, east and west. So don't worry, we will get to your region if you can't make it to where we're going. The Heritage is nice and central, so we'll keep them as accessible as possible. I need your help for ideas. What do you think we should do next? What event would you like to come to? And what event would help you as an entrepreneur? Or you just think it'd be pretty good fun? I want to thank my partners on the podcast, Kiri's Car Store. That's carstore.ie. They've been helping me with this season, putting it all together. These pods actually take quite a bit of work. It may not seem like that, just sit down and chat, but the interview series especially takes a lot of work and prep and editing and production. And the partnership with carstore.ie has helped me do that. I'm trying to make sure they're getting bang for their buck by partnering with me. So if you have engaged with Kiri's over the last 10 to 12 weeks after listening to the pod, do let me know. I'd be really keen to see, is this filtering along the marketing journey for people that work with me and just for myself? I want to see what partnerships are good, what you'd like to see more of. So do get in touch and let me know if you've engaged with Carstore over the last 10 to 12 weeks. Now, I'm going to go slightly off topic today. I'm going to share a personal story. I've done this before and I got incredible feedback, but I just felt after the weekend that's been in it and kind of the year, 12 months that's been in it, 18 months that's been in it, I just felt it was kind of important to talk about this. If you're a long-time listener or a reader of my Monday newsletter, you'll probably know most of this, but I'll go into a little bit more detail. So, back at the start of this year, I've started looking into my health a little more. I've always been extremely health conscious, and a friend of mine recommended going to see a functional medicine specialist. So that is someone who is a doctor, but focuses on preventative and essentially optimizing you to be a better human and looking down the road 10, 20 years and going, that might be a problem in the future. Let's take action now. And I was pretty glad I did, to be honest, because I went to see the specialist. There was a bit of a waiting list. I went to see him and I was super excited, a bit of a nerd for all this kind of human optimization stuff. And I saw him and I was completely shocked. And why I'm talking about this today is the Euros over the weekend had pretty tragic scenes. I'm sure you're all familiar with it, so I won't go into it in too much detail. But in summary, one of the Danish players had a cardiac arrest on the pitch. And he was resuscitated by the really fast thinking of his teammates and the medics who were on the hand very quickly. I'm just going to read you the words of the Danish team medic. So I think this is very powerful because we tend to look at events like this and not quite make the connection to ourselves. So as I'm reading this, think about yourself. He was gone and we did cardiac resuscitation. It was a cardiac arrest. How close were we? I don't know. We got him back after one defibrillator. That was quite fast. How close were we? I don't know. How close were we to losing him is what he's talking about there. This is one of the world's fittest athletes. This is someone who plays at the highest level in Italy and the highest level for his national team. And he collapsed and had a heart attack. So why? This has happened a number of times before to high profile sports people. And it also happens to people every day of the week. I'm not trying to say this to scare you, but I would like to ask, and I would want you to message me about this and tell me, I want to ask you a question. And message me and tell me this. When was the last time you went to a doctor when you weren't sick? So when was the last time you went to the doctor when you were not sick? So you went to try and prevent future issues or to improve how you currently are. I'm going to guess the answer is 99%. Never. And it's bizarre. And how I'm going to relate this to your business is, if you're an entrepreneur, the single most important asset in your business is yourself. We all think it's money or the premises or, I don't know, your IP or your product or whatever. It's yourself. More often than not, because inevitably we haven't got out of our own way and put systems in place to ensure that the horrible day, the old cliche of what happened if you got hit by a bus. Most of us have not put systems in place that if we were absent from our business for a long period of time, would it function? And more importantly, would it thrive? Would it be better without you? That's essentially where you wanted to get it to. You want to get to a stage whereby the team running it are better than you are. So to get back to my own story, I went to the doctor. He did an comprehensive set of blood tests, about 12 or 13 vials taken. They were sent off. I went back a month later and he broke down exactly. So I hopped up on the chair, all delighted with myself. Oh, I'm really fit. I'm working out. I'm eating well. To be honest, I thought I was never fitter. And he's like, oh, we're going to have a serious chat now. I was like, right, okay. And he was listening to my heart for ages and he was moving the stethoscope, that's the word, around my chest. And then it felt like ages. It was probably 2 to 3 minutes. It felt literally like an hour. Then he put it on his heart and he was like, Gary, listen to my heart. And I was like, okay, sounds like the start of a really bad love song, but okay. So I listened and I was like, okay, boom, 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 fine. Then I listened to my own and I was like, bum, 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 bum. And I was like, that sounds different. He goes, yes, it is different. You have an irregular heartbeat. Now, I am 38. Of my 38 years on the planet, I've done a lot of fitness. I've done a lot of sport and I've done a lot of things that required me to do medicals. Of that, I've never been diagnosed with an irregular heartbeat. So that was pretty unusual. So we literally could go no further. The test showed up a number of other issues, such as cholesterol, testosterone, things like that. But we couldn't go any further because the heart issue was potentially quite serious. So after 3 trips to the hospital and 4 heart procedures later, it was discovered I had an irregular heartbeat, which had never been detected or potentially what the doctor thinks was caused by a virus, which had actually damaged the heart over the last maybe 10, 15 years. It's completely manageable. I'm fine. It just requires vigilance rather than any further medical intervention. But I'm extremely lucky and I'm incredibly grateful. I was lying in the hospital and I was just like listening to the dates of birth of the other people who are checking in around me. And it was like 1955, 1960, 1940, whatever. And I was like, wow, I'm very lucky to be here at 38 and be proactive. And then when you see things like this happen to people at the peak of their powers, the fittest people on the planet, you see things like that happening. It's bloody scary. And it should be bloody scary enough to motivate you to do something about it. We all put this stuff off. We fear the unknown. We fear that you're going to get bad news. But like, it's better to get bad news today than to get it 30 years later when you could have done something about it. I can do something about every single thing that was diagnosed for me. And I can improve it and often, in some cases, reverse it. So like as a business owner or as an aspiring entrepreneur, which I think many of you are, you're either owners or aspiring owners, think about it logically. Think about the most important investment you ever make. It's in yourself. And we never do it in the obvious things. We do online courses or, you know, we do a 1-day retreat or, you know, we do things to kind of, we consume information and consume and consume. But in reality, what we need to be doing is like investigating things deeper on a deeper level, both for your mental health. And I've talked about that extensively over the last month as well, but also just on your health, just your general everyday health, wellness and fitness. Because if you ain't looking after yourself, those days of the hustle 24/7, oh, I work like 18 hours a day, sleep is for losers. That story never ends well. They may get wealthy, but they'll probably be dead at 55. So just think about that for today. I don't want to end on a complete low note. So just think about that. If you have any questions about any of what I've talked about, well, first of all, contact your doctor. I'm not a medical professional, but if you have questions for me that are on a very casual basis, message me and I'll do my best to help you out or point you in the right direction. More than likely, I'll point you in the right direction. This week on the podcast, we had Mr. Barry Lunn. This guy is, he's something else. He really is an absolute character. He started and exited multiple companies. He's back with a massive mission to prevent road deaths. Go back and check it out if you haven't listened to it. It's last Thursday's. It's with Barry Lunn and it's on the Normal Podcast channel. And that's about it. I have a brand new YouTube channel out, or a YouTube video out, if any of you are interested in that. One of my missions for this year is to get better at doing video with the hopeful goal of making the podcast video. So you'll be able to look at me as well as listen to me. I'm not sure that'll be very popular, but we'll find out. And I'm doing an online course, Ali Abdaal's Part-Time YouTuber Academy, for the next 6 weeks. Every week you get a bit of homework. Last week was my favorite. You can make your video about anything that was your favorite whatever, phone, car. So I did my favorite morning routine in true nerdy style. So if you go to my YouTube channel, just type in Gary Fox into YouTube, you'll find it. And that's it. That is my Idea Lab for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I have a newsletter that went out with this that kind of breaks it down in a little bit more detail. If you're not on that, go to mrgaryfox.com to register. Today was the last day of the ticket giveaway for the Dublin Tech Summit, which is on Thursday. If you are attending, listening to my talks, let me know what you think about them. I talked to some really cool people, including Oscar Hoogland, the founder of Epidemic Sound. And I will see you here on Thursday. I have an incredible guest on Thursday. I'm chatting to one of the founders of Wayflyer. So Aidan Corbett is one of the founders of Wayflyer. They just secured a massive funding round. So I'll be chatting with him, breaking down how that all happened on Thursday. I'll see you this Thursday. Have a great week. Give your doctor an all shout, and I'll see you on Thursday. Bye-bye.